We're going to turn now to a controversial decision by a mother and father to allow their baby to choose his or her own identity. The couple won't say whether their new child is a boy or a girl, and they say with good reason, but so many others are not convinced of this. And here's Lindsay Davis.
A blonde-haired, blue-eyed, five-month-old baby named Storm. We know all the basics about this baby, except whether it's a boy or a girl. The Canadian couple decided not to share Storm's sex because they want to allow the baby to develop without the constraints of gender stereotypes. It's being kept so under wraps, not even the grandparents know if they have a granddaughter or grandson. And ever since they said the gender of their baby is none of the world's business, suddenly the world not only wants to know, but feels entitled to criticize their parenting style.
I think it causes a lot of confusion, don't you think, for the child?
Baby Storm has caused a blizzard of criticism on the internet, where bloggers are saying things like, "Our kids are now science experiments? Sad." And another example of where the world is heading, absolute stupidity. But Kathy Witterick, Storm's mother, is defending their decision to keep the baby's private parts private. In a letter to ABC News, she said the strong, lightning-fast, vitriolic response was a shock, and that Storm will need to understand his, her own sex and gender to navigate this world. The outcry has confirmed it. Cheryl Kilo Davis experienced a similar backlash earlier this year after allowing her five-year-old son to dress up as a princess for a preschool Halloween party. But the big difference in that case, her son made the decision. Storm didn't choose to be genderless.
The parents are making huge decisions for this child that can cause it to be ostracized, that can cause it to feel humiliated, to cause it to feel a lot of doubt and uncertainty about who it is.
This concept dates back to the 70s when X, a fabulous child story, appeared in Ms. Magazine. It's a fictional story about a baby who's raised not as a girl or boy, but as an X. The parents decide not to tell anyone whether X is a boy or girl. Sound familiar?
And Lindsay, who's been covering the story, is with us now. And you were telling me earlier that this is not the first couple to have done this.
There's actually a couple in Sweden who 2 years ago got a lot of publicity for the same thing with a child named Pop. And it's basically the same premise where they don't want society to assign the gender. They want their child to have the freedom to choose.
And it's a couple years later. Do we know yet?
We still don't know what Pop's gender is.
All right. It is provocative. Lindsay Davis, thanks so much. And when we come back here on the broadcast tonight, the puppy who grows up right before our eyes in 40 seconds, in fact.